It is time for an Upper Peninsula health plan update. Now, usually we do these on Tuesdays, but with the weather yesterday, we shifted it here to today. And with the UPHP update, joining us this morning from actually the Upper Peninsula Health Group is Rachel Riley, Provider Resource and Services Advisor with the group. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk about, first of all, the UPHG, Upper Peninsula Health Group. What is that?
Sure. So the UPHG part that I work under is kind of like a subset under UPHP.
What do you do there in terms of what it's about?
So primarily, I work with the patient-centered medical home program. So I do a lot of traveling throughout the UP, working with practices, basically helping them to coordinate care, moving pieces for patients, coordinating what they need so that they're not falling through the cracks.
Well, there's a lot of folks that you serve through the agency and through the umbrella agency of UPHP. What are some of the projects and things that you are working on currently?
Yeah, so currently UPHP and UPHG are working together on a Smart RX campaign, and it's going to run February 18th through March 18th. It's going to be very similar for those of you that know about our Healthy Kids, Healthy Futures campaign that ran last summer that focused primarily on prevention services. This is going to focus on appropriate antibiotic use.
Okay, appropriate antibiotics. That kind of opens it up. What's that about?
Yeah, so I guess the best example I can give is as a mom and a nurse, I know when my kids are sick that I just want them to feel better. And that's probably the same as any other parent out there. Mm-hmm. But it's important to remember that when it comes to viral illnesses, such as things like the common cold, flu, bronchitis, most sore throats, those type of things, that antibiotics will not cure them. They're not going to keep you from getting other people sick, and they're really not going to help you feel better.
Okay, so viral infections then really aren't impacted by antibiotics, but then you have bacterial infections, which are what?
So bacterial infections, good examples would be whooping cough, some sinus infections. A great example is strep throat. Mm-hmm. Those are things that do require antibiotics.
How do the antibiotics help?
It's important to remember that when you're taking all of the antibiotics, they help to with the bacterial infections, get rid of the bacteria that's in there. So that's why it's very important that you take all of the antibiotics if you are prescribed them. That there aren't any left, any bacteria left in your body that may become resistant in the future to antibiotics.
I would imagine that maybe if you start to feel better, you say, I don't need to finish out on this prescription, but that's not the case, right?
Right. Nope, we want to finish all of it.
We're talking with Rachel Riley, who is Provider Resource Services Advisor with Upper Peninsula Health Group, which is a subset of Upper Peninsula Health Plan. We're talking about some of the appropriate uses for antibiotics. We were talking about a moment ago, Rachel, about viral infections like the cold and flu, and that's really not what antibiotics are for. It's more for things like strep throat and whooping cough and sinus infections. But the bottom line on it is to try to stay as healthy as you can. What are some good tips for staying healthy?
Good question. So when you're out in public, make sure you're washing your hands. That's one of the best things that you can do. If you can wash your hands after you do like a money transaction when you're out shopping, that's one of the best things that you can do. If you are sick, make sure that you do stay home so that you're not spreading germs to coworkers, family, or friends. Mm-hmm. And then make sure that you do get your recommended vaccines to help prevent those infections in the future.
Now, you're working with Upper Peninsula Health Plan with the UP Health Group here to get some things out soon here to area practices, physicians and groups to help with staying healthy. What are some of the things that you are doing?
So with our Smart RX campaign, we are creating some informational posters for waiting rooms and lobby areas for select practices throughout the entire UP. So we will also be making, to go along with those, something we call cold kits. So those are going to contain items such as Kleenex, hand sanitizer, chapstick, thermometers, and we will be providing those to those provider offices so that if they do have a patient that comes in with a diagnosis of a viral infection or illness, that they will have an alternative treatment and they will be able to leave the office with something in their hands.
Now, tell me again about the Smart RX campaign. What is it that you're looking to do with this?
So our focus primarily is to look at appropriate antibiotic use.
And you have opportunities for folks to get more information. You can get it directly from some federal agencies and also from a little bit closer to home.
Yep. So I have a couple of links that would be great to look at. The cdc.gov/antibiotic-use has some great informational antibiotic stuff out there. And then also, while we're working on the campaign right now, we will be running some stuff on our UPHP Facebook page and Twitter pages.
Well, we appreciate you popping in to talk about this, especially with this effort with the Smart RX campaign and appropriate antibiotic use, especially as we're sort of in that cold and flu season right now. So
Yep. Thank
you for your time this morning. Rachel Riley, Provider Resource Services Advisor with the Upper Peninsula Health Group, which is a subset of the Upper Peninsula Health Plan. Thank you.
Thank you.